Welcome to the Roto Report. It's time to give you our final four teams for this year's NCAA tournament. The bracket is out. You've taken a look at all the seedings, the South, the East, the Midwest, the West regions. I look at the Midwest region with Louisville in there along with Michigan and Wichita State and Duke as the region of death. That is going to be something to be seen. Who comes out of that? God bless you for getting out of that region alone, let alone winning the national championship. That, to me, is the toughest region. But some of the others are almost as tough, and there's really no clear-cut favorite dominant team, even though Florida is the number one ranked team overall going into this tournament, and I agree with that. To me, there is really no clear-cut favorite to win this whole thing, so I'm going to do my best to tell you who I think will end up in the Final Four and maybe cutting down the nets in North Texas on April 7th as the national champs for the 2013-2014 season. All right, let's start in the South. I like Florida to get all the way to the Elite Eight without problems at all. Kansas, if they get Joel Embiid back, I think will face Florida in the Elite Eight in the South. So those are the two teams I've got advancing to the Elite Eight in the South. When we move down to the East, I like Michigan State and the way they're playing as of late. I think they're finally healthy, and before the season started, they were my preseason favorite to win it all. Gary Harris, Adrian Payne, Keith Appling, Brandon Dawson, Travis Trice, and the local boy Kenny Kaminsky coming off the bench if they need somebody to splash a triple down there. Matt Costello, another big they can bring off the bench to bang down low. It sounds like they are healthy now for Tom Izzo. They go out and they win the Big Ten tournament. I like Michigan State getting to the Elite Eight opposite Iowa State, the Cyclones, Freddie Hoiberg's team. If you remember, they played Ohio State very well last year. Aaron Kraft's three-pointer beat them last year to get to the Elite Eight. Well, Iowa State, the Cyclones, are better this year than they were last year, and that's why I have them coming out in the East to face Michigan State in the Elite Eight. Let's go out West, and this for me is a toss-up as well. Arizona's the number one seed. I'm not one of the believers in Arizona. The Pac 10, 12, 14, 16, whatever they're called these days. I don't know how good. I didn't see a lot of the games, so that's partly my fault. I don't know how good that conference is. Arizona's the number one seed here, and I guess that's okay to say that, but they're going to have their hands full, in my opinion, in their second round game against Oklahoma State and Marcus Smart, who is playing as well as most teams are right now heading into this tournament since he returned from that suspension. So I think Arizona's going to have a tough time getting to the Elite Eight, and in the Sweet 16, they're going to have to play a team that, yeah, they beat already this year, but knows how to play them in San Diego State. So for me, when I look at the West, I think Wisconsin meets Creighton in the Sweet 16, San Diego State meets Arizona in the Sweet 16, and then advancing to the Elite Eight out West, I've got San Diego State upsetting Arizona State, Arizona, and Wisconsin knocking off Dougie McBuckets and Creighton to get to the Elite Eight out West. So San Diego State against Wisconsin there. When you go to the Midwest, the region of death, Wichita State's the number one seed there. I like Wichita State, and if they were in the West, I'd probably have them going all the way to the Final Four, but they're not. They're in the Midwest, and their second round matchup is going to be Kentucky. The matchup after that is probably going to be Louisville. And it's going to be tough to beat Kentucky and Louisville in back-to-back games just to get to the Elite Eight, and I don't think they can do it. I'm going to go with Louisville knocking off Wichita State in the Sweet 16 and getting to the Elite Eight, and I think your Sweet 16 matchup will have Duke and Michigan playing, and what a great game this should be. Two teams that love to shoot the ball from long range, good guard play, perimeter play. Jabari Parker, the number one freshman in the country, is voted on with one of the awards recently. Fun to watch. This will be a great tournament for him to get experience, to get ready for the NBA next year. But when it's all said and done, I'm going to take Michigan over Duke getting to the Elite Eight to play Louisville. So let's recap my Elite Eight picks. Florida against Kansas in the South. Michigan State against Iowa State in the East. San Diego State against Wisconsin in the West. And Louisville against Michigan in the Midwest. So we'll break it down for you now as we take our team games into the Final Four. Florida-Kansas, great matchup. A lot of this depends on the health of Joel Embiid. If he's 100% healthy and comes back and is playing and can make a difference around the rim as that rim protector and that low post presence, Kansas, I think, has a chance of beating Florida. But it's a big question mark for me right now. I don't know the 100% answer to that question. And because of that, I'm going to take Florida and their experience. I think they have everything you want in a national championship team. Scotty Wilbekin, outstanding point guard, almost 4 assists per ball game, grabs about 3 rebounds, scores 13 points per contest, can shoot it from distance. Casey Prather is an outstanding player for them as well, their leading scorer at 14.2 points per game. You got Michael Frazier the second, 45% three-point shooter. Patrick Young, the heart and soul of this team, does all the dirty work on the inside defensively, on the boards, averages 11 points per game. I like what they have from top to bottom. Billy Donovan, an experienced head coach, has won a couple of national championships. I think Florida will do enough to get past Kansas and advance to the Final Four. In the East, I like Michigan State over Iowa State. We already talked about the roster, what Michigan State has to offer. Gary Harris is playing extremely well right now, 17 points per game. Payne's at 16, Appling's at 12. The guard play there is outstanding. Dawson is a nice all-around player, almost a double-double average for the season. I look for Michigan State to knock off Iowa State in the East and get to the Final Four. Out West, San Diego State against Wisconsin. This could be Wisconsin's year to get back to the Final Four. Frank Kaminsky playing very well right now, averaging almost 14 points per game for the season. You've got Ben Brust, who can shoot it from distance. Sam Decker, a nice all-around player. Travion Jackson can get it done, handling the ball. He's going to be relied on to distribute the basketball to the various players. Nigel Hayes, the freshman coming off the bench. They play defense. They get it done. I think Wisconsin will have enough to get past San Diego State. And then I go down to the Midwest, where it's Louisville against Michigan. And I look for Louisville, led by Russ Smith and Montrezl Harrell, to really use that 4 seed as a chip on their shoulder. They're the defending national champs, and they end up getting a 4 seed. You know Rick Pitino is going to use that to motivate his players. Luke Hancock, who is the MVP in last year's Final Four, is back, a threat from distance. I think Wayne Blackshear is going to be a player who can affect the basketball game in a positive way, another guy who can shoot it from distance with Russ Smith. I look for Louisville to knock off Michigan in the Midwest Elite Eight to get to the Final Four. So my Final Four teams in the South, Florida. In the East, Michigan State. In the West, Wisconsin. In the Midwest, it's Louisville. So I've got a number 1 seed in Florida going up against the number 4 seed in Michigan State on one side of the bracket, and I've got a number 2 seed in Wisconsin going up against a 4 seed in Louisville on the other side of the bracket. What I'm going to do now, I'm going to make you wait till tomorrow or maybe even Wednesday before I give you my national champion. I'm going to break down these 4 teams, look at how they fared against maybe common opponents, ranked opponents, and then I'll give you my national champion later in the week. But there you go, my Final 4, Florida, Michigan State, Louisville, and Wisconsin. There's your Roto Report, and as always, C-Town, keep it real.